Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and Game Master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and start at episode one. If you're returning, welcome back. In this episode, we finally see the debut of Serta Nuko, a Cellcath scientist whom our heroes have been trying to rescue from an Imperial prison for several episodes. Now, if you're not familiar, Cellcath, like Wookiees, only speak their particular alien language. I'd originally planned to speak her alien language using a combination of like chirps and made-up alien gibberish, and then say her lines, which the players would then be able to respond to, and then delete the English lines later so it sounded like they were responding directly to her. There were a couple of moments which I wanted to keep, though, and it was sort of necessary from an audience's perspective to hear what she had been saying. So that's why I decided to instead edit over her alien speaking with dubbing. So that's what you hear, and I just wanted to give you a little primer so you're not, like, wondering what the hell this is. So with that out of the way, I say let's just get right to the episode and have a happy Halloween.
Rebellion. In a time when the Empire's just rule should be accepted without question, criminals seek to undermine its order for their own selfish gain. Fugitive Bosch Trebia and his band of outlaw associates are attempting to abduct a scientist and known terrorist from an Imperial prison. Yet their plans, as always with these crude, simple beings, have fallen through, and they have resorted to violence. They now make their way through the prison, shooting anyone who tries to stop them, desperate to get to the scientist before the might of the Empire falls down upon them.
So now we cut to back to the party. You guys are moving through a cell block, and prisoners are shouting for you guys as you're moving through. It's multi-tiered. In fact, there's three stories. Which story do you guys decide to go on?
Well, we're heading for solitary. You said that was in a lower level.
So you're moving through C, and it's going to be in the lower level. Yeah, you're moving through C. It's in a lower level on D.
Yeah.
So you're just moving through the C line.
Great. Bosch takes the kind of higher catwalk, I guess.
Okay.
I'll go with him.
As you guys are walking, make a perception check.
Oh, I can do that. I can make a great perception check. I make the best perception checks. They're marvelous. Everybody tells me they're the best perception checks. Ugh.
What advantage? Is this for everybody or combined?
It's going to be difficulty 3.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Everyone could make one.
Okay. No.
What's it? You said difficulty 3 and I have a skill that reduces that to 2.
Yep.
Hey, you, John, killing it today.
Ooh. Oh, you have
that
boys disadvantages.
Everything else out, right?
Okay. Right.
Yeah,
two
failures.
Two failures.
And then 3 advantages.
And 3 advantages, I see. Okay.
Yeah. I had a triumph. Does triumph, like, kind of...
Counts as one success.
So is it...
It's a net failure with a triumph.
Ah. So he sees something else important, but not what you're talking about.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe?
So what? Maybe something else you notice that's important? What's something else you could... That might be valuable to you that you notice.
Maybe some sort of riot gear.
Ooh.
Or a code cylinder for doors and such.
That's true.
A code cylinder? Is that like a key card or something?
Yeah. Code cylinder? Yep. So what you notice when you're walking by, there is a prison guard or a prison officer who's been knocked out, and you see there's one prisoner whose arm's reaching through the bars with his arm around the guy's neck. And his like
just like looks up like
yeah his hands like reaching for his pocket and he's like hey
wait one second I'm going to determine what species he is because I do have a random generator one I have put a lot of effort into
Harch.
Is there like an insight check in here?
Yeah,
I think that's basically perception.
This is the one time where I actually want one more skill. Usually I love the simplicity, but I want to insight check this guy, see if he can come and help us or if he's a dick.
The prisoner?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can do that. Alright, so I just rolled randomly, and the arm that's reaching through is a Wookiee.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys look up, you see this Wookiee. I want to generate something real quick about him. So give me a
notice. And he looks at us and goes...
Yeah, he looks at you, he growls. And he's like trying to reach for the code cylinder on the guy, but his arm's sort of too big, so he's trying to like reach the pocket with his clawed fingers.
We should totally set him free.
Yes.
So while you're doing that, something else is going to happen.
No!
I'm just going to determine this guy's personality real quick. It's a little table generator.
You let him out and he kills you all.
Anyone speak Wookiee?
No. I actually don't know how many languages I know, or what languages I know.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know that.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Wookiee up close.
God damn it.
You're so hairy.
You're the biggest Wookiee that I have ever seen.
You're the first Wookiee I've ever seen.
Chumask might know it because... Trandoshans are basically known for hunting and murdering Wookiees.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shit. Mm-hmm. That's awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Not all.
I mean, it kind of fits in because Tumas kind of left that life. He's not about hunting.
But the Wookiee doesn't know.
Wookiee doesn't know. Yes.
I think I would let him out, and then what happens? Like,
hey,
not
look,
thinking
hey,
about
man,
it.
We're letting him out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Send him to cause chaos. See what happens.
So yeah, you guys are looking at that Wookiee, and you have this awkward moment of like, hey, what are you doing? But as that happens, none of you notice the stormtroopers had set up an ambush, waiting for people to come through. So they're on a catwalk above you.
They let their officer get fucking mangled by a Wookiee while they watched in their little ambush position.
They're coming through in this direction, so they're moving towards you guys. They see you.
Oh, so
they
they're
saw
about
you coming.
To set up ambush. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they were moving in your direction. They saw you
and
they like posted
Levo and
up.
Levo and I are on the upper catwalk.
So Levo and Bosch are on the upper catwalk. Yep. Chumask and Flint, are you on the middle or the bottom? Like middle catwalk or bottom floor?
I was on the whatever floor the Wookiee's on.
That floor is determined based on Chumask. Wherever you guys are, because Chumask comes to it. All right, so
I would say we're on the bottom floor.
So you guys are on the bottom, and you notice some there. So yeah, these stormtroopers pop out, and they're going to take a cheap shot at one of you. They'll probably go on the top floor. They'll go with Levo.
Oh, this is what we all fail to notice, right?
Yep.
Cool. Wait. Oh, he got a triumph. Right.
I noticed something different.
cool.
So the stormtroopers.
Oh, that's why I'm the one that noticed.
How many groups do we have here?
It's one group of stormtroopers, and they'll get an action right off the bat, and then we'll roll for initiative. And we'll say there are five in total. Yes. Squad of stormtroopers.
Where are they?
Laser me up.
They're on the top
Marine
floor.
Fire team right there.
Damn.
So they're taking a shot.
Hit me with all your lasers.
At Levo. They have one success, three threats. So their threats... I don't know, what's...
You can do a lot with three threats.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't have that.
Like a... Dang it. I have this table. So
one of them, you could, like, have a weapon drop.
Yeah, I don't...
But there's no circumstance for it.
Yeah. So I think they're just going to take three strain damage. They'll take one black and two strain damage, actually. One black dice.
They take strain damage as wounds.
Yes.
I love it.
So they're sort of already weak, and they've had a tough time.
What, did their blasters just misfire all at the same time?
Yep. But yeah, they start opening up fire and taking shots at Levo, and they hit and they deal six damage.
Six damage.
Okay. All right, so everyone roll initiative.
Oh, wow. Three threats is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do some good stuff.
One success.
This can't be as good as last time. Two successes.
One success and two advantages, is that right?
Yep.
Three success.
So it's going to be hero, villain.
Ooh. Nice.
Interesting.
And then you guys, whoever has an advantage, which I believe is Levo, Chumask, Flint. I think that's it.
Oh, we can describe stuff.
Yep, you can add details to the environment if you want. Oh, yeah, and everyone gets to add a detail or two.
I didn't have one.
I've got one. They were just rushing in to set up the ambush, so they didn't notice... the combustible fuel cell that two of them are packed around.
Oh, yeah, no, there's no combustible fuel cell in the center of the position. I'm going
to
say no
to
that one.
Light side point for that, I think.
I got two advantages.
Yeah, I'm going to veto that one. You'd spend the advantage on something else. It's just like,
the why would there be an explosive? Under them is rusted out and crappy.
Okay, so it's a weakened catwalk.
Mm-hmm. Under all of them.
Okay. I'm sorry, it just didn't make sense to have an explosive. Like, in the garage, sure. Here, it's like,
whatever. I don't see why they wouldn't wear. Sorry. I don't see why they wouldn't have just vats of explosive grog hanging around. Orcs do it.
Well, when we play our Lord of the Rings game, we'll get
holy shit, can we?
Oh my god.
As a sequel, to, like, if this gets successful, they want other really genre fun. Stuff.
That'd be anyway, pretty fun. So I guess as my advantages, I'm going to say, for my two advantages, I'm going to say that the leader of this particular squad has the code cylinder for cell block D.
Perfect. So yeah, he has a code cylinder on him. In Levo, do you have any? What do you want to spend yours on?
You go.
I don't have any. So what about the guard? The guard had the code. Also had a code cylinder, but probably not for D. The guard that the Wookiee.
Yeah, no,
had.
He's one for C.
Got it.
Could you take a blue?
Yeah, right.
Nope.
No.
Yep. If that's all you want to establish.
So we can describe still some more of the environment, right? So is it...
Maybe there's cover near us.
Yeah, is it like two rows of cells?
Maybe to hold up the catwalk, there's a bulkhead that comes up in a round way that we can take cover behind a little bit.
Oh, yeah. The Imperial... Yeah. They sort of have that sort of like octagonal...
Yeah, maybe...
Door support strut parts.
Yeah, so those struts are there so you can duck and take cover behind those.
That's cover from those guys.
That seems good. Perfect.
Cool.
All right, so top of the round, first hero round. Who wants to go?
I'll take it.
Cool.
Yeah, go for it. Somebody so, with a ranged weapon, please.
I draw my my blaster.
Yep. You're down on the ground. You see stormtroopers up top now, and they're firing blasters.
All right.
It's getting hot up here, Flint.
Medium range?
Yes.
Right? Correct?
Yep.
All right, cool.
Medium range.
All right, so I'm taking a shot. I have to take a called shot at the catwalk.
Okay.
So I want to take aim, and I think a called shot is a... Is it a black?
I have no idea.
I'm sure the catwalk wouldn't be that hard to hit. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, sure.
How do you want to do it?
Take a black.
Take a black. And then should I take aim and take a blue?
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you using the aim sniper carefully. Or
no, the sniper, because we're
too far or too close. I mean,
I think we'd be too close.
Yeah, you probably have the sniper slung across your back.
Yeah, because I'm running. Slung across.
So you draw your blaster pistol.
Well, don't you both have heavy blasters also?
No, couldn't carry all of them. Okay. Yeah,
You just have your heavy blaster pistol, right?
All right, so that's a failure with an advantage.
So you fire up at a shot and you hit the bulkhead, but it's not a weakened area. It's like not damaged enough.
Yeah, and as my advantage...
Is it two advantages?
I'm going to recover a strain.
Perfect. Next hero slot?
I'll go. Yeah, I'm going to fire them. So this is medium?
Yep.
So two purple?
No. Actually, no, up top where you are, I think it's going to be close range.
Close range?
Yeah. So one.
So I'm also going to aim. There's a maneuver. And yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of advantages and a lot of successes.
Two advantages and four successes.
Cool.
Nice.
Wow. So how much damage do you deal?
Let me see. That's 10.
10. And then what do you want to use those advantages for?
I'll give them black die.
Cool. As the blaster's shots fire at you, you pull out your blaster, shoot one right in the chest, and he goes down. And the other ones sort of scatter and duck for cover, so they take a black dice as they're sort of... panicking a little bit. They're sort of like trying to get themselves, figure out the situation.
How many of them are left? There's four left. Four and one left. Of them's injured, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's... The damage is sort of a nebulous sort of
thing.
Do you want to go?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I'll, let's see. How far away am I from these stormtroopers?
I imagine you're in close range as well.
Close range as well. Okay, great. So I'm gonna, if I toss a stun grenade, will it short out the code cylinder?
Mm.
Oh. If I use a dark side point, yeah.
Mm.
I like it.
Ooh, boy. Ooh. We'll see.
All right. Well, so I guess, I think what I'm going to do...
You got a code breaker?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Grenades are fun.
I'm going to throw a stun grenade.
Cool.
So that's just an advantage, right?
Nope. No, these are disadvantage. So you have one disadvantage, one disadvantage and two successes.
Okay.
Great. Disadvantages. So they're, I'm renaming them now.
Okay. So two successes and one threat on the stun grenade. So I guess let's say for the threat, I like burn my hand a little bit on the fuse, and I'll take a black die on my next attack.
Sure. Yeah, maybe you're like sort of close enough to the blast radius where you're a little disoriented, so that's your black for the next attack.
Yeah.
So it goes off. The prisoners in the cells nearby like cry like, "Oh, jeez,
what the fuck?
Come on, man!
I was sleeping over here."
And the stormtroopers, none of them go down, but they're all hit and looking disoriented. So now it is another hero slot, the final hero slot, going with Tumask.
I'm gonna go over to the Wookiee.
Nice. You go up to the Wookiee, he gets a little, like, you know, he stands up straight, but as you get closer to him, you look, he sort of has, like, a bent frame, he sort of hunched over, might have, like, the Wookiee equivalent of a hunchback. And he's sort of looking at you, narrowing his eyes, because he doesn't like Trandoshans.
So Tumask kind of just also stares back at him, stares him down. Does he still have the guard, like, in his arm?
Yeah, the guard still, he has one arm around the guy's throat, and the guy's passed out.
Got it. So then Tumask, he like slowly reaches and grabs the...
He grabs, he pulls on the guy tighter and try to pull him away.
And Tumask he does that... pauses and can... Hey, what do you want?
Yeah, go ahead.
And then he goes again for like the code cylinder kind of a thing.
Okay, you're going to try to grab for it and avoid the Wookiee? This would probably be an agility check to sort of like you snatch it real quick. So the Wookiee can't grab it. Or the Wookiee can't grab you either.
Got it. What kind of agility check?
It's going to be difficulty one. It's super easy. But
I mean, like, what?
Just two, agility.
Just agility.
Just two greens. Green, yeah.
Got
yeah.
it. I wasn't trying to make
two greens, one purple. Yeah.
Wow.
That is two advantages, but a failure. So okay. What do you want to do for your advantages?
Some pacifying body language.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I go to reach for it again, and he pulls it.
He pulls it away, and maybe the Wookiee's hand swipes at you as you get close.
So then Tumask like throws like both his hands up, and kind of just points to the lock, like kind of trying to signal to him like I'm gonna free you, like I'm gonna let you go, like
Cool. Yeah, like he sees that, and he like sort of. He lets go of the guy, and the guy slumps down. The body slumps to the ground.
So then I pick up the cylinder, and I go to let the Wookiee free.
Cool. You open up the cylinder. The Wookiee steps forward. Now, you're a big guy. I think we established you're like 6'8".
6'9".
This Wookiee is head and shoulders over you.
Bigger than me.
Yeah, he's bigger than you. He's a big guy, but he's sort of hunched over, too. So if he was sitting up straight, he'd be head and shoulders. Now he's sort of hunched over, so he's sort of looming towards you. And he looks at you, and he wags his finger, and he walks. He starts walking off towards the exit in the opposite direction of the stormtroopers.
Hey, great!
Wow,
better outcome than we thought.
Yeah,
to be honest.
He starts like slinking away, like the that Bigfoot video.
I can't like. Can one of us throw him a grenade as like a a gift, parting gift?
You could try that on your turn. Yeah,
I'll pass.
Villains.
I don't want to accidentally really blow up the Wookiee.
We never see him until like 6 months into the storyline, and he shows up at the most crucial moment.
Grenade.
Oh, he's gonna snatch the TIE fighter if we're not careful.
Oh, or man, if we're careful, he will.
Ooh. Nice.
That would be.
Is there anything else on the guard pilot I can take? baton or something.
He has a blaster pistol on his hip.
For me.
Yeah, no. He has nothing else besides that.
Also, great. Badass Wookiee just walking out of prison.
Yo,
no weapons.
Yeah. He rules.
Just like, I got this.
Flint watches him for a second and just smiles and nods in respect. And focuses back on the battle.
Is it really stupid or really strong?
So the top of the round, it's the villains' turns. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be the stormtroopers go. They just got hit by a grenade from... from Bosch, So one of them pulls out a stun grenade and tosses one at you two.
Oh no, they also can do that! Oh no!
So yeah, one of them groggily pulls out
grenade. I'm sorry, at which two?
Levo and or Tumas. Levo Bosch. And Bosch.
I see.
Have a day. So that is a success. Yeah, single success.
That was single success.
Woo! So you guys, I don't think it could. The blast doesn't trigger, so I think only one of you is hit. So I'm just gonna flip this light side, dark side point. Light side for Bosch, dark side for Levo. Never mind, I'll flip a different one because that didn't land on the table.
Nope.
Dark side for Levo.
Yep.
So the stun grenade hits you, you take 8 damage.
Okay.
So and you are disoriented for 3 rounds.
Yep.
So Bosch managed to, like, get into enough cover, he, like, dives against the wall and covers his head and ears. But Levo is like, oh, this doesn't affect me. He's wrong about that. Yeah.
For puny flashback. Ah!
Like, if we could see through Levo's eyes.
Sorry. I would push that all the way into the red.
If we could see through Levo's eyes, we could see that he's seeing, like, a fast, like, staticky blue screen of death, basically.
Yeah, just, it's just all staticky and fizzy.
Yeah, yeah.
Briefly, we do see through his eyes and his whole body into his electric skeleton.
Like, a, man, like electric, a cartoon. Like
electric skeleton. I can't wait to see that goth industrial band.
Take the name, audience. Yeah. You want it.
Electric skeleton. I fucking love it.
So, top of the round hero slot.
You want to take a shot?
I'd love to. I'm going to duck behind cover and take another shot. Wait, are they on the catwalk as well?
Yeah, they're on the catwalk.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot at a stormtrooper.
Okay.
The catwalk. What's the worst that could happen?
Someone falls and dies.
Whoa! That's a lot of failures.
Fail.
So you shoot.
You got three advantages, so I'll take a blue.
Cool. So you take a shot up at them. Your blasters are just sort of hitting the wall. You're not getting a good angle at those stormtroopers.
You can give someone else
a There might be something more fun I can do with 3 advantages. There's a lot of advantages. I have
Actually, 3 advantages. You can knock one of their weapons out. That's what...
Alfonso, they're called anti-threats.
Oh, anti-threats? Mega-threats? Reverse-threats? Un-threats?
Unthreatening.
Threat me nots.
Oh, I can gain a defense.
Threat bear.
I could gain a defense with
this. Oh, fuck, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, yeah, I would add a purple to your next roll at shooting him at me.
Nice.
That's cool.
That's great.
I'm gonna give that a shot. Yeah, I've never used that feature before.
You're sort of like ducking under the catwalk at a good angle, so you have cover essentially, which is turning out to be a defense
deep cover.
The deepest cover. Now it's going to be another hero slot. Who's up next?
Okay.
Levo goes. You are disoriented.
Yep. 10 black die, 1 purple. 1 for aiming. Oops.
Ooh, a triumph.
There we go.
And a success. Disadvantage.
Threat.
One threat. Your threat is, I think you're still sort of super disoriented. You're going to take another black dice.
Additional black.
2 total.
Okay.
Nice.
But I got a triumph and a success.
Yep, so you shoot a stormtrooper right in the head.
Yeah. Awesome.
His
smoking helmet falls to the ground.
Yeah.
Or it actually, like... falls off his head and then falls over the railing.
And he Wilhelm screams. No, I think you shoot.
Oh, yeah.
You shoot the stormtrooper
over the railing.
Yeah. Can you insert a Wilhelm scream into the
spider? I gotta find one of my moves. No, I'm not going to do that. We're going to keep that one.
Okay, great. In fact, let's just soundbite that one and use it a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Gian Santi scream.
Yeah.
Oh!
Patented Gian Santi scream.
Cool.
So, boom, one goes down. There's 3 left. Another hero slot.
I'll take a run at it. So, I'm going to get in close and engage one of the stormtroopers.
Invite me to the wedding.
I will. Let's see here. I would like to actually roll an athletics check to see if I can, you know, kind of jump behind him. I'm already super close to them.
I mean, you just do that as a maneuver.
Okay.
Or are you trying to do a specific Darth Maul jump
no,
flip
no,
over?
No, not really.
So you just want to get to engaged range with him?
And I want to try and... So they're facing towards us. I want to try and get behind them a little.
There isn't really facing in the system.
Okay.
Yeah. We could just say you do that. As
there isn't
maneuver.
Facing. There isn't hitting just a couple of stormtroopers. You know what? I'm going to go home.
And then I Evan
can't
went home.
Do whatever I want to do.
I mean, you're going to do it. It's just not going to have a game effect.
No, yeah, that's fine. So yeah, I'm going to get up close to them. And that is a melee. This is going to go poorly.
Oh, it's a success and an advantage.
Yeah, right. You're good. Nice. Yeah, that's cancel out. Success and an advantage. So, that's 4 damage to Pierce.
Cool. You stab one of the stormtroopers through the chest, we'll say, and he goes down.
Great. And for the advantage, I'm going to say his body rolls onto the feet of one of the remaining stormtroopers.
Cool. It pushes him back, giving him a black dice, maybe?
Sure.
Yeah. Actually, no. That's
that would take more than that. Maybe let's say it
he's in an awkward position to maneuver, so you kind of got him lined up in a good spot.
Sure, or maybe he's got to take an action to reload or something.
Or if you want, you could use that advantage to gain a stamina back or a
strain
back.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, I will do that because I took a couple of strain on that stun grenade. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You run him through, and he. Pull the spear out and he falls down to the ground. You feel a little more on top of your shit.
Yeah.
I did it. There's 2 stormtroopers left. I think there's 1 more hero slot left. 2 months?
2 months. So I'm going to run back. Because I can't do anything from down here. So I'm going to try to lock the doors so that way no more stormtroopers come.
From behind. I mean, you've already locked the doors between.
Yes.
Yeah, so where did the stormtroopers come
they're
from?
Coming, they're coming from D.
From D.
Yeah. Got we it. Need to get through them.
Got it. Okay. Well, I don't know if one of them has a key card, so I guess I'm just going to go try to, you know.
We did actually establish that. The one of them, that was like, I had a series of advantages several turns.
Oh, you were able to see it.
Okay. Well, so yeah, so one of the troopers in the squad has the code cylinder for cell block D.
I guess I can try just climbing up, you know, like running up to the fight, I guess.
Cool. Yeah, you could, there's, I'm sure, a ladder you could start climbing up towards the top.
Sure.
So you do your whole round just climbing up that ladder.
There you go.
Perfect.
Easy enough.
You run over the ladder, climb up to the top, and you get towards where the fighting's going on. We cut to a villain slot.
Can I maybe like go like around them when I'm coming from behind them?
Sure. Yeah, you could do that. Great. So you'll be able to get them in like a pincer maneuver so they can't really escape. They're one of them's in a melee range with Bosch. He's going to try to hit back at him. No, he is.
I have my weapon has the quality defensive, which I believe adds a difficulty, if it's the same as like accurate.
Right? Is that with melee? Like defensive is against a melee attack. Is that what's happening?
Oh yeah, he's melee.
Yeah.
Then yeah.
Oh shit! Didn't know that. So you said it adds a difficulty.
If I would like to look it up to verify, but yes. Sure.
If I recall correctly, though. Yeah, I'd definitely look it up, obviously, but yeah, I think it gives a difficulty to hit him. It's like he's using it.
Gosh, the block things. Yeah. That would have been relevant a lot going all the way back to episode 1.
Yeah.
Did I not take advantage of that?
Nope, you haven't yet.
Great. Well, this now I am. So.
All right.
Cool. That's awesome.
So he's going to try to. One of them's going to try to like grab you, maybe throw you over the edge.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez. He does succeed. He has a lot of disadvantages, though.
Okay.
No, he doesn't. He's a lot of threats.
God! Damn it! I think Flint has a stroke and dies. I'm gonna flip that dark side point.
I'll flip a light side point. He and the Shistavannon are linked in the by the Force.
That's
and
fine. I'm not emotionally connected to the Shistavannon.
You're also not emotionally connected to the rules of the game.
No, I'm not. So there's 2 advantages. So you take 4 damage, which I think goes right to your soak.
Well, my soak is 3, so I take one damage.
He has 2 total disadvantages. He's going to take another black dice.
You only have 5 hit points left?
Yeah.
Woo!
Well, I mean, I started with 11.
Oh.
Yeah. And I can use a stim pack as a combat action.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's going to take another defensive die. So he tries to swing at you. Maybe he punches you, but you grab his arm afterwards and you shove him against the railing and he sort of angling back against the railing, almost ready.
Yeah,
to
fall. like I use the momentum of his own punch to sort of like pull him past me and swing him into the railing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's actually, I think he's like, no, he doesn't hit it with his back. He doubles over and he's dangling for a second.
Yeah.
So now top of the round. There's still two stormtroopers. It's going to be hero slot.
I would like to take that one, please.
Do it.
Do it, Bosh.
So I would like to, so here's the thing. It would make more sense according to the dice I would be rolling to use my spear, but it would make more sense narratively for me to, like, kick him.
You could roll the dice for your spear and we could describe it as the kick.
Okay. Like, oh,
you
I've
could
got
even
to
use it just like lift up his foot and tip him
yeah,
over.
Yeah, basically.
All force
that's
fun.
True.
Sorts of fun.
Great. So I'm going to roll for my spear again.
If you want to upgrade one of those dice with a force point, you do have two light side points at your disposal.
I don't. That's okay. I will take a strain. Good. Yeah, I'm gonna suffer a strain to add a blue die to that.
Okay.
Yellow, green. Oops. Blue. And what's the difficulty?
Two.
Difficulty two. Great. Do I still have the black die from the...
No, you only have that from the round.
All right. Great.
Oh no.
That is one advantage.
One advantage. Great. So
you take
that
strain back if you want.
Sure. That works. Yeah. Just do that.
So
like I thought it's kind of like the strain equivalent of thinking you're about to fart and then you don't, but you like push at it for a little bit, you know, and like maybe you get like just a little tiny fart, but okay. And then it goes back in.
I think what you do is you maybe with your spear you go to thrust and he like rolls aside
yeah,
and
rolls
it goes
aside.
Like you just hit the metal and it clangs.
Yeah.
Makes your awooga sound.
It sets off the... Well, hold on. If it sets off the awooga sound,
it
might
doesn't
stun
actually
him.
Set off the awooga.
All right.
There's like a little...
Awooga.
How many stormtroopers are left?
Two.
All right.
Heroes.
None of them is...
I'm going to try and shoot the guy that Bosch is entangled with.
Okay, roll it.
These, two black, one purple, one blue for aiming. So many dice. Not a success.
Wow.
It's one failure and
wait a minute.
Three advantages.
Okay. What do you want for your advantages?
I want to give the guy he's fighting a black die.
Cool. So he's going to take another black die.
He's harried by me.
He rolls aside to get away from Bosch's stab, and all of a sudden blaster bolts start erupting. Now he's
like
diving
over
for cover.
Shoulder.
And the other one is also sort of diving for cover as you're just sort of spraying in the general direction.
I'm basically a turret.
Hero slot, two mosque or Flint Cross.
Go for it. All right. Flint's going to take another shot. He's going to take aim, and he's going to fire on these guys.
Cool.
There's two left. Let's see what we do here. Okay. So that's three successes and an advantage.
Nice.
So that's going to be 8 damage total. And with the advantage, I will give myself another blue.
Cool. You get take another blue, and the shot hits the one that Basha just tried to stab. It shoots him right in his back, and he falls forward with a heavy thud.
And another Giansanti scream.
Oh!
That's
Zuka scream.
That was
that's not the Giansanti
that's exactly,
scream.
That's exactly how Alfonso sounds like. I nailed that impersonation.
What was it? Ooh, something like that.
No, that's the thing. It's the elusiveness of the
yeah,
Wilhelm scream.
That's right.
It's tough.
Single take. Got to go back and sound better.
Now it's another hero slot leaving to us. He just climbed up this ladder.
Climbed up the ladder. And I'm going to try
to
track
the other guy.
Attack this last guy.
That'll do it.
Nice.
Three successes and an advantage.
Awesome.
Do you have a way, like, you want to describe how it happens, or?
Well, if it kills him, I would like to.
It does kill him.
Awesome.
Yes.
Then, So it's the last. Did we kill the leader? Like, who had the code?
I think the code might have been the one that Flint shot in the back.
Flint
that Bosch stabbed at.
Got it.
He hasn't bitten anyone yet to death.
I haven't bitten anyone.
Yeah. You got shot teeth.
I don't know if I'm going to bite somebody. I'm not an animal. That's what I'm against.
Right. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
He only eviscerates and defenestrates people. That's
right. Listen, I don't have a mouth, so, you know.
Get jealous?
Shut up.
Yeah, so the last stormtrooper, he sees all his buddies go down, and he just like kind of like backsteps, like he's going to retreat. And then he bumps into something.
Oh, I like it.
And it's just Tumas, like, towering over him. Oh, my gosh. And he just, like, grabs him from the sides, from his shoulders, picks him up, walks over to the ledge.
He's, like, kicking and struggling and screaming. Did you have his arms pinned to his side?
Yep, yep.
No, no, no!
And he just drops ruthlessly.
There's a sickening sort of
wet thud. Ugh.
Oh, wetter.
Right? I just imagine we don't even see the throw. The camera cuts to like under the platform, and then you just see the stormtrooper.
Yeah. No, yeah. There's the sound of just like plastic hitting the ground.
Yeah. When he hits the
This map. One thinks we should keep moving.
All I can think is, like, Tumask, what happened to that last stormtrooper?
I let him go. Oh, that's good. I liked it.
It's not mine. I stole it. It's from a Schwarzenegger movie. It's my favorite one line.
It's so good.
USC.
Yeah, Commando. Collateral damage? I think it's Commando.
I think it's Commando.
I know, that's something else. I
thought that was from the one... The one where they're on Mars.
Shit. Total Recall.
Total Recall.
No. It's where he's trying to save his daughter. It's a terrible, wonderful.
Commando is awesome. Yeah. He has that like four barrel rocket launcher in Commando.
Oh.
Yeah,
so yeah. Anyway, Flint sees that everyone's down, runs up, climbs up towards everyone to get to D.
Are we technically out of combat now?
Yep, you're out of combat. Now, as you're running,
I'm gonna pop a med pack or a stim pack.
All the prisoners there are screaming at you guys to let you like let them free. So it's getting pretty loud.
I say we let them free.
I don't know if I put anyone here.
You're not in an Imperial uniform. I sincerely doubt that.
That's fair.
Going to be
a sure.
It's pretty unlikely.
I say set them free. It'll cause more of a distraction.
Absolutely. And if they come at you unarmed, I will put them down. I promise, Levi.
Sure.
So, does Tumask, does he use the code cylinder to, like, unlock everyone?
Yeah. He uses the code cylinder to unlock everyone.
Okay, so we get an image of these grates sliding open on every single door.
Should we have taken a moment to, like, analyze the people? No.
The prisoners start just getting out and they start running. One, I'm going to flip a dark side point.
Oh, God.
An Ortolan, which are this small, chubby, purple, or small, chubby, blue, floppy ear, droopy nose, Max Rebo aliens.
Oh, God.
Makes a beeline and charges Levo.
Yes!
Nice.
Can I roll vigilance to punch this guy in the head?
Roll vigilance, yeah.
I love
awesome,
this.
Awesome. This is fantastic. Oh.
Oh, he's faster. Does Levo roll for Levo's and vigilance?
Yeah. It's the same.
But the hero goes first. It's going to be you get to react first. He's charging at you. He's like screeching in this alien language.
Flint goes to swing and just misjudges how high tall he is. He just goes over.
He's short. Yeah.
As he gets closer, Levo goes, "Oh, care back. It's good to see you," and puts up his CR2 to blast him in the face.
We are not the good guys.
No.
Levo is lawful neutral.
Shades of gray.
Lawful neutral.
He's technically defending himself.
Yeah. I'm defending myself.
Flint's
right
good. Neutral, no doubt.
Yes.
Yep.
How much damage is that?
That's 9 damage.
Against an unarmed Ortolan?
Yeah, the Ortolan goes charging at you, you pull out your blaster, you shoot him. The momentum keeps him going, so you're like, he'll stumble a few steps.
He, like, slides.
But he goes down and slides and hits your feet, and there's, like, smoke coming up through the hole in his chest.
Oh. Friend of yours?
No.
Oh, Carback.
Good to sleep.
Alright, let's find our charge and get out of here.
So people are, like, running, going crazy.
All the alarms are going off.
Yeah, all the alarms are going off. It is Pandemonium.
Awesome.
Nice. It's a rank above chaos, which is pandemonium, yes. I believe. So, you guys have finished up in Cell Block C. People are going crazy. And you're making your way to Cell Block D, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
So you guys make it to Cell Block D, you're moving forward, there's no stormtroopers immediately. But I assume you sort of hit the turbo lifts that are in the middle to like go down to try to do that. So you guys get to the turbo lifts. So the four of you pile in, and you guys are waiting, and the camera pulls back, and then it sort of like does this wavy thing to sort of indicate that we're now watching from the perspective of the camera within the turbo lift.
Cool.
And then we cut to Commandant Rance staring at the screen. With Fiola Kern standing right beside him.
Hmm. These are the outlaws that the reports were about. The Kuriva.
Aren't they very dangerous?
That's what the reports say. They don't look like much. I could take them.
Sir, there's an awful lot of them. You sound like you want to take them on by yourself. Is that what you're proposing here?
No, of course. You'll be there in a small company of stormtroopers.
Oh, good.
A small company?
Yeah. You know, like three.
Like
three,
four.
All right, no,
okay. Viola. A bunch of stormtroopers.
I don't know.
I'm not
trying to advantage it. I'm just, yeah. I swear. But
Viola checks the pack on her holdout blaster.
Yeah,
and then puts it back.
So these guys are like, all right,
I'm ready, sir.
Rally our elite patrol. We're going to find them and kill them.
I get on the comms. Viola gets on the comms.
Okay, and what does she say on the comms?
Patrol, what's Alpha in Arabesh?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
It's Aleph.
Aleph.
No, it's not. It's Oryk.
Oryk. Oh, yeah.
Aleph is Hebrew.
That's right. I get my Hebrew confused with my Arabesh.
Gosh. Happy Yom Kippur, everyone.
Yeah. Let's come out well beyond that. But yes.
Patrol Oryk, check in to Cell Block D. We're on lockdown, and we're taking heavy fire, and there's a prison riot. Meet us there!
Are you okay, ma'am?
Tell them to lock down every cell.
Lock down every cell? What else should I tell
every
them?
Every cell block. Guards posted at every waypoint.
Post guards at every waypoint. Lock down every cell block. One by one. And then meet us at D. That seems to be where they're headed.
And as you do that, your comm chimes. It is Captain Orchester. He's letting you know that his shuttle with his detachment of stormtroopers has landed.
My shuttle has just arrived on the roof of your squalid complex.
Commandant Orchester has arrived with his stormtroopers.
Oh, fantastic. Great. I'm glad to hear about it.
All right, head to Cell Block D.
Excellent. We'll leave the roof. I didn't realize there wasn't a landing pad up here.
There is a landing strip area where the TIE fighters are.
But it's not on the roof of the spire.
It's not on the spire.
Yeah.
You landed on the roof of the spire?
I haven't quite landed yet. I was observing from up here. I was getting an establishing shot.
Alright, well, park next to the TIE fighters, please.
We cut to inside the shuttle Tidarium, and there's the guy earlier with the captain. He's like, "See, sir, I told you. I told you that wasn't a landing zone, sir."
It looked good to me.
Very well, Captain. Do you still want me to detach the drones?
Yes, detach all of the camera drones. I want perfect scenic coverage of this environment.
Very well, sir. So they do. So we cut back to the turbo lift. We do a wipe against the... And we emerge on a turbo lift door, and the turbo lift wipe and the door sort of simultaneously meet, and the door opens with the wipe.
Cool.
Nice.
And the four of you are sort of standing there. Take it away.
Flint has his blaster drawn and ready to go, and pokes his head out, looks left and right, see if there's anyone on the floor.
It's quiet.
Excellent. He steps out of the turbo lift and is ready.
Cool. It's like almost eerily quiet. You hear the sirens, but they're distant. Actually, it's in this area, we'll say it's dark. It's darker than the other cell block areas. The floors, they have those sort of like red lines that we see in Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just like sort of the lights flashing for the sirens, but the sirens are sort of quiet. Ooh, spooky. Yeah.
It's a little too quiet.
Yeah. I don't like it down here. Crave space.
She's down the hallway to the right. Third door on the left. Let's get in and get out of here.
Couldn't agree more.
Straight there.
So as you're walking, you're moving real quietly. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you hear from one of the nearby rooms. And as you're walking...
Snakes!
One cell is just full of snakes!
Full of snakes! Why did it have to be snakes? Why did it have to be snakes?
Nice. As you're walking, you walk past on one wall, there's a transparent steel window, and it seems dark, but a light comes on. And inside, you see a group of inmates, some human, some alien. So some of them notice you, and they start pounding on the window. And it, the room itself is sort of a white room. There's a single door on the other side.
With dark curtains.
Yep.
It's a white...
I know.
Okay, keep going.
I was just like, yeah. And there's grates all along the room.
How great.
Okay.
More dark side. Give him another dark side.
So people are pounding at the transparent steel window. Do you do anything?
Is it just Bosch that's in there?
No, I mean, all four of you are walking down the hallway, right? Or is Bosch the only one going to get Sir Tanuko?
Oh, no, we're all
You were looking directly at Bosch. I was like,
I was making eye contact with each and every one of you, and he made the joke.
I guess let me ask you this. How will it take any significant amount of time to open their cell?
Well, it's not a cell. You don't see a door immediately. It's just the transparent steel window.
I don't have anything that can break that easily.
It's just people. Are any of you doing anything? Yeah, people are banging, desperate to get out. They're screaming, but you can't hear their voices through the barrier.
But there's a door on the other side of the room.
Side of the room.
Yeah. I can try and shoot it.
Cool. Do it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That was a bad idea.
Tumask is still, like, walking towards...
Levo's, like, Serta, telling them to move and pulling out a gun.
Cool. Okay. They see you do that, and they back away.
Okay.
Oh, God. You know what this is, though, right?
Nope.
Levo doesn't, but Tom does?
Nope.
I know what's happening.
No, don't say it. Do it.
Yeah, I'm just doing it.
Can I roll to see if I know would stop him?
We'll
just try to stop
him. No, you don't need to roll anything. Choose if you stop him right now.
You stop him.
You grab him.
I push the blaster up as he fires.
You push the blaster up as he fires and hits the roof.
What?
That's a gas chamber. Those prisoners are being gassed right now. If you blast this door, gas will seep out and incapacitate us.
And as you're saying that...
those men are going to die.
A greenish gas starts pouring through the vents. And the people start panicking. They're still pounding at the doors or the transparent steel window, desperate for you guys to help them. You hear their blood curdling screams. But as the gas continues to fill the room, you start to see blisters and rashes pop up all over their faces.
Ew.
Yeah. Gross. And they swell and they pop and pus comes out of them.
Ah.
And their screaming blood starts oozing out of their nose and mouths and ears and every orifice, and they're screaming, clutching at their throat.
Tumask.
And they all die slowly.
This is a biological weapon. Can you get the schematics on it? It's possible this is a testing facility. If we can get this information, at least these people will not have died in vain.
We should destroy this. The rebels don't need this. This is horrible, no matter who's using it.
Get Serta out right now. Secondary is to get this information out.
Maybe that's the information she
people
has.
Maybe that is the information
she's the one who...
Well, let's find out. Let's find her.
We should stay on course, Flint. Then maybe we can find out what else to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what we're all talking about that.
Secondary is totally, yeah, the we're information. We're he was agreeing.
Yes.
Let's go.
So you hurry up down the hall to the detention block. You find the cell door, which Serta's in.
On the way there, Levo does say, for the record, I would have been fine. I don't breathe.
Oh, God.
Just saying.
Soulless, heartless,
yeah.
Levo 3.
Lawful neutral, baby.
If anyone sees... So as they're walking and they're walking past those red lines that occur every couple of meters, you see Flint's face lit up and it's much, much harder than it was just a few moments ago.
I think you're walking and as the underlighting, like there's different levels of brightness as you're walking past. So it's sort of like going brighter, darker, brighter.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing as well.
Yeah. So yeah, Flint, his face is definitely like we're seeing flashes of just this very upset look. Mm-hmm. So you make
Very angry.
Yeah. You make it to the door. where the Selkath prisoner is to be held.
I open the door with the cylinder.
Use the code cylinder, the door opens up, and inside there's a Selkath sitting there. So as I said in the last session, but we didn't ever got to her, I'm going to like make Selkath noises, and then I'll describe what she says afterwards. So the Selkath, she sort of looks up, sort of surprised. What the hell is going on?
We're here to rescue you.
But I'm not sure if we should, considering what we just saw. Are you certain, Nuko?
I'm certain, Nuko. What did you just see?
We just saw a test chamber on this cell block. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, they're testing Project Firestorm here.
Project Firestorm?
Now we've seen it firsthand. Do you know if they keep the records for these testing on this in this facility?
There's some testing going on here. There's some records of it here, but everything that we have on it is not here in this facility. It's being developed elsewhere off-world.
So you have all of the information that we could glean from here, you already have, yes?
I do, yes, and more.
And we need to get you out of here. We just saw firsthand what this firestorm can do to people. I do not want that. I do not ever want to see that again.
Are you the Rebel Alliance?
We are now.
Levo just like, listen. Like, alright.
So she gets up. She sort of, you know, she walks out of the cell with you guys. What do you guys do?
Let's head back for the, we should probably take a different elevator, right? I don't know.
Sure.
I suppose so.
You know what? It would be best to find a way out that isn't the way we came in.
Yes. That's fine with me.
Okay. Yeah, I can go to a terminal.
Yeah.
And try to find the quickest escape route.
Cool. You see there's another passage. Check it. Make a use computer check on the terminal. Yep. See what you discover from it.
Maybe
difficulty.
Maybe some maintenance shafts.
Not that difficult, right?
No, it's going to be like difficulty 2.
Oh.
Two triumphs!
Rat. Holy shit!
Whoa.
Okay, you roll.
Come on.
So exit, much.
Yeah. Secret exit.
So God many damn. Triumphs.
What a day.
You were having a real good roll day.
Yeah.
Like, you were killing it.
So, I find, like, the secret exit, like the back door.
It's like a service tunnel.
Service tunnel, not a lot of people know about. It doesn't get a lot of traffic.
Probably not to get off the grounds, but definitely to get out of, like,
Does it lead
back to the open area?
Yeah, maybe. You get up the blueprints. You see that not only there's another elevator up towards the end of D block, or you could go back towards the start of D block where you started. But there are maintenance shafts that you can use to get you out of here because there's a lot of air ducts that were built in to that were recently and hastily added to help start testing for Project Firestorm.
Oh no!
Yeah.
This is dangerous.
And what you also find out is that you know you're just combing through data really quickly, typing away very fast because the faster you type, the better you hack.
gotta hack the Gibson.
You see that there is a Dr. Avaris on site currently within Cell Block D, testing Project Firestorm.
Dr. Avaris.
Yep.
Will the exit get it, like, bring us through Cell Block D, or the exit is to get us
the exit,
past it?
Well, the two turbo lift exits, one's at the connection of CD, the other one's at the connection of DE. The vents can lead out towards the top of the structure, out that vent out into the yard itself. Mm. But you just have to hope that the project isn't vented out while you're in those ducts.
Yeah. Yes. That is a risk that we are taking.
Yes.
If we go in there. We could incapacitate this Avaris fellow, and then he couldn't authorize any further testing.
Yeah, if we want to stick around here.
But then we got to go back to Cell Block D.
We're in Cell Block D.
Yeah, you're in Cell Block D.
Oh, okay.
You're in, the solitary down. Confinement in Cell Block D.
And apparently the testing chambers as well. So,
he might be nearby somewhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Got it.
And actually, with that success, you also maybe find some of his correspondences.
Oh,
or those triumphs.
All his information, yeah.
Cool.
Got it.
So you download some information, basically his communications through the terminals here to Commandant Rance.
And maybe find out some of the other, what other worlds they're testing at.
You don't find that for that.
Don't find that.
Yeah, you might need other information for that.
Got it. Okay. Does everybody know this information? Should I tell everybody this information?
No, you're just like sort of going over it. Imagine we have a shot of like Tumask looking down at this computer. We're looking at his face and like blue images are just flashing over his face very fast. Dr. Avers? Yeah, it's down here. You could probably get to it pretty easily.
We should.
It's like a couple zigzags left, 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 right, right.
We should either take him with us or put his research to an end.
This one has found a secret vent that we can escape through.
Right.
But first, there's a Dr. Avers in the station. He is the mastermind behind Project Fireborn.
Firestorm.
Firestorm.
I know, it's...
Firestorm.
Firestorm.
This could be our chance to end the project, possibly once for all.
I think this is just a small arm of the testing, but we will at least disturb the testing on this planet.
All right.
I'm absolutely willing, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
To go destroy this horrible person.
Let's go ruffle more feathers.
Follow me. His office is this way.
So you guys start walking towards the office. You're making your way, and you make it to the door. So far unharried. What do you do? Do you open up the door?
I think so, yeah. Okay. I think we open up the door.
You test the door. It's locked. You try to use the cell block D code cylinder?
Sure.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know.
So Tumas pulls it out and like goes to put it in.
And Bosch reaches and grabs his hand and goes, wait, it's too quiet down here. I've got a bad feeling about this.
What is it, Bosch?
I mean, those alarms have been going off for almost half an hour now, and we're down here where they keep some of the most sensitive prisoners, some of the most sensitive information, and we haven't seen a single patrol. Something's up.
What do you think is behind that door?
I don't know, but I don't think we should use that key. I think we should blow the door up.
Okay.
Do we have fragmentation grenades?
We have charges.
You do? Yeah.
Good.
Great.
That sounds like fun to me.
So you're going to set the grenade and blow the door?
Yeah.
Just like going further down the hall.
Cool.
Yeah.
So set the grenade, you drop it. I assume, who's going to drop the grenade?
Dibs.
Sure.
So I imagine everyone going down the door. Damn. Flint walks over, like... pulls the grenade, drops it, and just, like, runs.
Yeah.
You run and dive.
Imagine him running, like his tentacles flapping behind him.
Head tails blowing behind. One of those runs where your hands are wide open, slicing through the air.
Nice.
There's an explosion of the door, and there's smoke, and you see twisted metal.
And
at
he
the
slides
way.
Down, turning around, and has his gun drawn while he's on his belly.
Cool. You're aiming towards the door. There's nothing. There's silence coming from within inside.
Levo, like, playfully kicks Flint and is like, yeah, you're real cool.
I do feel cool. I won't lie to you.
Bosch steps over Flint and walks into the room, calmly kind of sort of waving away the smoke. And...
So as you walk towards the entrance of the room, you wave across the smoke. You see there is Dr. Avers there. So you see him. He's wearing a white, clean white lab outfit that has sort of undertones of an imperial officer. Yeah, it's like a white tunic. He's wearing gloves. He also has sort of like a face mask on, but it's like raised up. He's wearing officer pants. And he's ducked for cover behind a counter, sort of like waving away smoke, and he has a blaster pistol in his hand. He would normally look kind of genial. He looks sort of young. He has brown hair that's well-maintained, slicked back. He has, like, he looks like a guy who smiles a lot. He looks like he'd be just a nice person to deal with. But also with him are two stormtroopers dressed in black with green dots on their mask, and they have their blaster pistols trained at you guys. These are death troopers from Rogue One. Yeah. Flipping that dark side point.
Flint
rolling.
Flint says, "Who's cool now?" and takes a shot.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes and, more importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. Levo3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Tumosk is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Bosch Jebbia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoschTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to LucasBooks and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One, The Gathering Storm Part 6. Until then, may the Force be with you.